This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That was Tom Curran a little while ago here on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed that interview, as you probably know, because we say it a lot, you can get the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Go back and listen to any interview rewind feature. You can subscribe to WEEI Afternoons, baby.
Love the rewind feature.
Yeah.
Love, love, love. I mean, it's just, I wish I could do that in my car, like if I was listening to it on the, but I guess you could just plug your phone into the car, yeah, and then you can do it on your app. So, yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Apple CarPlay. I wish Life came with a rewind feature.
Yeah, so did
I.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Lots of ways. But the Patriots aren't rewinding. I think, Fitzy, they may be fast-forwarding with this offseason. We touched on it yesterday. Mike Vrabel said they won March. Most of the football world says they won April with the draft they just had. The numbers are starting to come out. 7.5 wins seems to be the number set by most places. And then we get the information on that in this gambling-driven world, all these sports book. They're banging the over. Lots of money. The second most popular money spent is on the Patriots on the over 7.5
wins.
You know
what the first is? Does it say on there?
I don't mean
to put you on the spot, but I'm just curious what the first is.
I had the photo. I texted it.
That's interesting.
I'll look that up in a second. But yes, so people feel good about the Patriots. They're betting the over. That's 8 wins. That's an 8 at bare minimum. That's an 8-9 football team.
Was it 3.5 last year? Does anybody remember what it was last year? I think it was
4.5.
Four and a half. Okay.
Yes.
And you know what Andy's prediction for last season was, Ted?
What's that?
0-17.
Nope. Not true.
Really?
I said it was in play.
Okay.
And I stand by
that bad. Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
And
you
were the first person to say after they beat the Bengals, all right, 1-16 is in play.
No, but you know what? Okay, quick side story, Fitzy. We did the post game show. They beat the Bengals. They go 1-0 after I said 0-17 was in play.
Yeah. I was hammered on champagne.
No one busted my balls. Almost no one on Twitter.
Yeah.
And you know people can be very aggressive on Twitter.
Yeah.
And that told me. People didn't think it was the craziest thing to say.
And
they were
Seattle
worried where
happened.
The season was going.
What if they would have won beat Seattle?
Yes, they could have been 2-0 when I said 0-17.
I know. They should not have lost to Seattle.
And then come later to find out they were a pretty bad football team.
Oh, yeah.
0-17 might have been in play, and they got one out the way early and all that. But, yeah, so 7.5 wins. Then we have another interesting number that's floating around out there. 4.5 rookies starting.
Yeah, I like this one.
So
today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with Zoe.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So,
interesting.
Will Campbell's going to start at left tackle, correct?
Yes.
That seems like a lock.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think Fitzy's boy, Travion Henderson, is going to start at running back. I really do.
I tend to agree as well.
I think we might be removing Ramondre Stevenson from the equation at some point.
You think he's on the game day roster week one? You think Ramondre Stevenson is still on the roster, suited up, but is backing up Travion Henderson in the first game?
I think there's a chance. This guy doesn't fumble. He's the best pass protector anywhere. He averages 7 yards a carry, and he runs faster than anybody on the planet.
Yeah.
I just think the guys, because running back, we know, rookie running backs can explode. And that's why there's already buzz for Travion Henderson as a potential rookie of the year.
All right, you're making a case, so that's two.
That means
Ramondre is either going to be on the Jets, Bills, or Dolphins week one roster, because you know how it always goes.
Oh, I wish them well. And then I'll tell Robert Spillane, when he runs near you in the times we play them, just punch at the ball because it'll pop out and we'll have the ball back.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he's still on our team. Come on.
I'm just telling you, he fumbled seven times last year.
Seven times.
Seems like a lot. Okay, so that's two. Can we get to over 4.5 rookie starters? Is there a
kicker?
Does that count? Oh, that's kind of cheating.
No, you have to. I mean,
special teams.
People are going to say the kicker in the long snapper is what people are going to say.
I'm already up to four if they count, because they count, Andy.
Yeah.
You're right. They probably do count.
They're factoring that in.
That's who's the fifth one to take us over 4.5?
Well, I'm going to go real players. I hate the kicker and the long snapper thing.
You're not good at exercise sports, Kenny Powers?
I think you're going to have a rookie center. I think there's a chance you have it. I'm not sold that Garrett Bradbury is going to
start. Wilson beats out Garrett Bradbury?
Why not? Do you know how many years he started at center at Georgia?
One.
How about that? 1 year.
I'm fine
with
that.
And they love him.
That means he's
a house test. He is an absolute house.
Yeah, I think he has a good – and the rumors that they were going to draft – not rumors. They wanted to draft the Arizona guard. Like, they were clearly committing.
Can we talk about that real quick?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, do you know that for sure? I mean, are you guys your
as
sources?
Sure as I can?
Okay, because I was going to push back and say I have a theory on that.
So I haven't shared my theory on that to you, which is good or bad.
Okay.
So Dan Ball will get you his name because it's Jonah Savanilla.
We'll come back to the 4.5 though. But
yes.
I want to get this.
So I shared this with Fitzy on Monday. So yes, they wanted this guard. They really wanted him. So that puts two other picks for me in perspective. The Travion Henderson pick that everyone loves. That wasn't their first choice. They didn't really want him. They wanted to go guard there.
That's your theory.
No.
That's a theory.
No. Their first choice was the guard.
You don't know that for sure, but that's what you're hearing. That's what you're
told. Closest for sure.
All right. Keep going.
But the good news there is, if that was their first choice, he's a left guard. You know what that means? They're quite comfortable with Will Campbell playing tackle, because I don't think you're taking
a left
guard.
Oh, yes.
They don't have any of these visions like you and other people have of bumping him into guard.
No, I said the first year or two, he's buying time for them to
find.
But
if you take a guard in the second round, you expect him to start for a long time. So they are all in that Will Campbell is their left tackle, and that's good news.
Okay, so that's how you come up with that whole – that's a crazy
cockamamie,
way
did you
to
want to call
cockamamie
it?
To get to that. So my theory was, the player that you wanted was this guard that the Dolphins traded up in front of you to get.
Yeah.
So you're saying that you have a leak, you have somebody's talking. How does Miami know that's who you want, that they would trade right up in front? So that's something I'm just, that's interesting. So you got people that are, how does that?
Jax Ulrich, blame him.
Let me ask you this. What if that was put out there?
Son of a gun.
That was just put out there. It's not really true. And what does that do? That rumor out there, what does that do? That report is out there. Does that fire anybody up? Does it maybe fire up Cole Strange?
Layden Robinson?
Yeah. Their first choice was
to
a guard?
To replace us?
To replace us? Yeah. Oh, no. Uh-oh. We better come with our lunch pail this summer. To me, that's almost like a rumor you throw out there just to light a fire under guys that you have on the roster.
That's a good way to take it now.
I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, if you have sources that tell you otherwise, okay. I just, boy, the Patriots, how do you let a team in your division trade up for the person you wanted.
Didn't that happen with, isn't that the famous Matt Light story? Didn't they trade up ahead of the Jets and take Matt Light was on the phone with the Jets?
There's a great Matt Light story about how that went down.
Patriots having intel and doing that to a team. But for a team to do that in your own division to you, that doesn't say good things about you.
Well, there's a lot of cooks in that kitchen. Those cooks could have people that whisper loose lips.
Or what if Miami just was speculating that the Patriots might be into because they'd either had Savanea in for a top 30 or had a lot of scouts at his pro day. Miami also went into the draft, Ted, with a priority of getting tougher.
Let me ask you this, Fitzy. If they drafted that guard, how would you have felt about this draft? Instead of Trayvon Henderson.
Honestly, not as great because they would have only been I don't know who they would have potentially gotten for a running back. Obviously, they wanted to prioritize a good pass pro running back that was also great out of the backfield catching passes. But Trayvon Henderson is the only one that had speed, hands, and pass pro.
So you would have been heartbroken.
I would have been no doubt. I'd still like it, but I would be disappointed.
I just think the Patriots knew that too. I think if they drafted a tackle and a guard with their first two picks, I don't believe a lot of those reports. I just think the Patriots kind of know. It looks like they know what they're doing with the offseason, the free agency, the draft. It was a quote-unquote logical draft, Tom Curran said.
Yeah.
If they went with a guard in that second pick instead of Trayvon Henderson, I don't think he would have said it, that it was a logical draft. I think people would be upset. I think the Patriots know that. I think they got the guy they wanted.
You can think that. That'll make you happy. I'll let you believe that because I think they wanted the guard, and I think they could have billed it, and some of the water carriers would have billed it as Vrabel knows you build through the trenches. There's nothing more important than protecting your quarterback. Now they got the left tackle and the left guard of the future. If they got the center later, maybe the offensive line is set for the next decade. You don't have to worry about anything. Now you just got to figure out the other stuff, the wide receiver, the running back, or whatever that they didn't end up taking. But, yes, Dan Ball.
So the other option, assuming that you don't make that trade back from where you were at 77, the next running back off the board was Caleb Johnson from Iowa. So you either get the guard, Williams, and Johnson, or you get what you get today, which is Henderson, Williams, and Wilson in the 90s, and another pick later
in
the draft.
This is definitely the more popular, exciting, injecting life into Patriot Nation version. Because everybody wanted Trayvon Henderson. We talked about it on Friday before we left.
Yep.
We were talking about he was on that short group of like exciting, fills a need, fun players.
Remaining players, yeah.
Everybody knew him because you're playing at Ohio State, you're playing in the national championship, and then the more you dug in Fitzy, it was, he was such a good guy. They brought in a competition, and he's like, bring it on, coach. Whatever's great for the team, he doesn't fumble. People loved him. Ted's right. They loved that pick more than they loved Will Campbell.
Yep.
They can like Will Campbell. They love Trayvon Henderson.
Oh, he is the star. He is right now, Andy, if you threw out a poll like, is Trayvon Henderson the new most popular Patriot? You may get like startling results.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like jerseys will be sold. Assuming he, comes in and looks okay in the preseason and starts to run and do all those things. Yeah, I think he's going to be a very, very popular Patriot.
Danny Ballgame. Caleb Johnson went to the Steelers?
Let me double check that for you.
Okay. Sorry.
Cole Strange, you mentioned Cole Strange. We did get the word yesterday, not a surprise to anyone. They're not picking up his fifth-year option, so rent, don't buy, maybe in real estate around here, Cole Strange.
Can I ask you guys, let's just say Cole Strange is the starting left guard, and you got Will Campbell, say Jared Wilson is the starting center.
Okay.
What is that offensive line? Does it have a trait that you think is, maybe different than the traits of offensive lines in recent past here?
Yes. Mobile.
There you go.
Oh, I was going to say athletic, but I wasn't sure.
It's just a more athletic.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, like, you almost think zone run, a lot of pulling, just a more athletic, not just, zone, man on man, more zone, right? More pulling and zone.
And certainly
type
on
stuff.
The left side. Right of center on Wenu and Moses
Watch film of Moses pulling. You'll be like, I know he's going into his 12th year, but dude, he can move, man.
He can move. And I think the line is going to be good. I think the crap that we've dealt with for the last couple
that
of years.
Are we actually saying about the Patriots?
Yes.
Holy
with Doug Marrone.
Good compared to last year.
And then the talent injection. It will stun me if they look They've looked inept at times in recent years. Can't line up. Don't know the snap count. Can't block.
Last year.
Can't run block. Yep. Can't pass block. It was like they did nothing right. Nothing at an NFL level.
Yeah, Andy, in 2022, their offensive line coach bailed on the job halfway through the season, passing the job along to his assistant, who was in over his head. Thereby, there literally was like no acting offensive line coach during the Patricia reverse engineer offense year.
Was
2023, it's Adrian Clem.
Yeah.
He ends up getting in a shouting match with somebody, and then also Matt Groh. Then he pulls medical leave. So again, two-thirds of the way through the season, no coach. And last year, it was Strikeforce Scott, but he was working with, I mean, he was on a Food Network show, but he was working with, you know, Mobile Mart ingredients. So it has been a junction of dysfunction along the offensive line basically this decade.
617-779-7937. Let's bring the callers into the conversation. Let's go to Ralph in Cranston. Has some thoughts on, I guess, Travion Henderson in the running back situation. What's up, Ralph?
Hey, guys. Look, I loved Henderson. I was saying he's easy to love. You look at his highlights. It's amazing. But not to replace Stevenson. And one knock against him, they said, is sometimes when he got hit pretty hard, it took him a while to get up. He's not probably the most durable guy, too. We may see that. I want to see him come in. I want to see him in the third quarter, that quickness. He and Williams give us something we didn't have. That's incredible speed. But, guys, I would never say let's make him a starting running back. Let Stevenson learn how to control that. Don't fumble and let him be the muck-up and bring this kid in. But I wouldn't replace him. I don't think he's going to be that kind of and he didn't catch a ton of passes there either. He's got to be a little better in the passing game, too.
All right,
what Ralph
for the call,
is saying
Ralph.
Is he sees him more as a third down back, so you have less carries, you know, 10 to 15 carries instead of, 25 to 30.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if third down back, change of pace back, split carry. I mean, he split carries. He shared the load at Ohio State.
Yep.
Ramondre Stevenson shared the load in college. And actually, modern NFL,
you should
more
be.
Often than not,
yeah,
you're
should
sharing.
Be.
Unless you have Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, you know, a handful of the truly elite workhorse guys, I think it's smart to share the load. We're already talking about Stevenson being worn down.
I want Stevenson in on third down, though. Ramondre's not a good third down back, in my opinion.
What about who do you want in on third down?
I want Travion Henderson.
Henderson.
What
about Gibson? We got to move.
He becomes a former receiver.
And then they got this undrafted rookie that a lot of people are already banking to make the team, the kid out of Cal.
Yep.
Is that Kism?
Slot receiver.
Yeah, no, it's this running back who also does, like, I don't know, bull riding, and he's this crazy. He's kind of a throwback to the Danny Woodheads of the world, undersized, quick.
All right.
They ran the offense through him.
Yeah, let me see him in
some upside.
Camp, see what
preseason.
Looks like.
Love
preseason.
Is this also, by the way, the most undrafted free agents the Patriots have signed? Bringing in 18 is like, that's a double draft class. They already drafted 11 guys. Now add 18 other dudes competing for roster spots.
Well, they've expanded the practice squad,
right?
So I think maybe that's what that signifies, is a bigger practice squad rosters
and competition and bodies and energy.
Yeah.
And the one place I actually think they're undermanned is quarterback. I still think the quarterback thing, where they only have three, and the third one is this Louisiana kid undrafted. I don't know. Feels a little. I think most teams now, if you go across the league. Call me on this if I'm dead wrong. Have four during, like, summer and training camp.
Usually,
and
usually.
Because, you know, dead arm. Somebody's arm's a little sore.
We got plenty of time. Season's not for three more, months. We're good.
Get Joe Milton back.
You never know.
Is Joe Milton available?
No, he's competing for a backup job down there in Dallas.
I know. Yeah, you noticed that, too?
Yeah.
You noticed that?
That was interesting. Yeah.
Maybe he'll get a backup job somewhere. We're just not here because he could have easily been the backup here because for a short period of time he was the backup. He was, in fact, one of two quarterbacks they have on this team, according to the owner, and then he was out. So did you like that answer? Didn't like that answer? I like the smirk you're throwing at me.
I didn't mind the answer.
Okay.
I didn't
mind. Feels like a victory lap Ted Johnson smirk on his face right now.
Nope. Maybe a little. Maybe I'm smelling my own fart here. I don't know.
617-779-7937. We're talking Patriots, but we're also, I feel proud of us. We made it 2 hours and 20 minutes into the show without really talking about Bill Belichick, Jordan, real estate empires, everything that's going on there. We have some new information. We need to get back to this whole situation, which, if you don't think it's a situation, listen to Charles Barkley, and that may change your opinion.
Not talking about this.
We are talking about Bill Belichick, Jordan, and that situation next. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.